Sami na ye jijani Amina azo na viyo Amina uja na muka juyo Avina muja dumano choyo Avina muja nuyago Everything else can wait. Give me your all. I hope I'm not too late. Oh, give me your all. Everything else can go away. Oh, give me your all. I hope I'm not too late. Majuna muyo diano abilayo.
The Holy Ghost has been imprinting some very hallowed matters upon my heart, and He has continued to noise it until it becomes an emphasis in the way we have lived. I don't think that it will be fair for me not to vocalize these things. It might sound orthodox, it might sound old school, might sound ancient, but it's a very important matter to be addressed tonight. I have seen a level of materialism, I've seen a level of pressure, I've seen a level of quest to amass resources that has defined the decisions of many, influenced the use of their time, and ultimately stands as the pulsating factor behind their existence. Even the reason for their life is about amassing, about getting, about having access to more resources. I have also had the opportunity to be taught of the Spirit that as long as money is concerned, and as long as the operations of this spirit called Mammon is concerned, there is no end to the pursuit of wealth, just as there is no end to the pursuit of God. The reward for finding God is an appetite for more of God. The reward also for getting access to certain level of wealth is a heightened hunger for more. So you look at the things I'm sharing with you from a very open heart tonight, and you will be able to isolate something that stands reoccurring in the life of several entities and individuals who will be for us specimens and tests tonight. You will see that it is even commonplace for a man who has not attained much wealth to have more rest than the man who has so much. He will still labor more than the one who does not have, almost as though he does not have. It is the operations of that spirit, because the reward from God is more of God. That is also why Jesus did not mince words when he began to show us that the spirit of Mammon operates like a god. It is a spirit that demands worship too. It is not intending to serve you. So Jesus made it exceptionally clear. He said, you cannot serve two masters. Just in case you did not know the master he was talking about, he says you cannot serve God and Mammon. So it means you would only choose who you will serve, but by all means, that thing will not serve you. This is the deal it has struck with so many people. For some people, it is outrightly a bargain for their soul versus the resources that they will amass. So they traded their soul in order to have access to resources. For some people, again, is a life of compromise. Although they named the name of the Lord, but they needed to still put their hands into one or two patterns of corruption just so that they can assess. Meanwhile, the things I'm trying to share with you, it is too clear that there is a level of reward in the design that the princes have set in place for in the cosmos, that there are many ways to enter into wealth that are ungodly. And the only stumbling block standing between you and those particular ways is because of the laws of God, the instructions of God. There are businesses that don't need publicity. It will thrive like a wildfire. because the powers that advocate for it, they have manipulated the cosmos. The reason why these things are like this is that a time will come that the only reason why a man will continue to stand with his garment unspotted and undefiled and uncorrupted is because he has chosen to love God above the rudiments of this world. So a season will come, you will know what to do that can create you, bring you more returns, bring you more increase, but you would remember the laws of God that prohibits those actions. And if that season comes, that is when you chose God. I'm not talking about a man who has never been put under pressure. I'm not talking about a man that responsibility has never pushed him to the wall. I'm speaking about that time where everything is suggesting that wisdom is profitable to direct. Have you heard that scripture quoted that way before? When you are in a shift, you are in a fix, you are in a situation that the only way forward is to soil your hand. And that thing enter your heart, that wisdom is profitable to direct. When the only way you can get access to your house rent is to sleep with that man that has been asking you out all along. When the only way you can pass that course, meanwhile you need to graduate. The only way you can pass that course is to yield to the sexual demand of that lecturer. When the only way you can pay the school fees of your children is to just increase that small figure in your office, just sign that paper. When the only way you can make any gain to pay your house rent is to allow that boy who have been pressuring you all along to have his way with you. Have you been in a situation where there is no option with righteousness? Do you get what I'm saying? If you are going to stand for righteousness, there is no hope of deliverance. Meanwhile, in iniquity, there is many suggestions that if you do this thing will work like this. But when you say, I will stand for God, there is no, it does not show any hope that anything will happen. Everybody is cheating in the exam hall. And you know that the questions are really difficult. This one is not like you are doubting whether you will pass on. You know that you don't know it. It is in that day you have a chance to choose. When you finish writing and say, I stand for Jesus, I am the one that stands for Jesus in this class, when you are leaving that hall that day, there is a knowing that you have failed. There is no particular conviction from righteousness that tells you that you will pass this course. You walked away knowing that you kept your garment on the fire. Meanwhile, what I'm speaking now, there are many solution centers where all you need to do is just to come and sit down. Somebody comes and say, number one, A, number two, C, number three, D, number four, D. Everybody is just copying upon copying. This is why they are no longer afraid of WAEC. They know that they will copy. They play from JS1 to SS3. They know they must pass. Then the exam, you cannot copy. You go and see the massive failure. Meanwhile, they had 7A in WAEC. Oh God. Have you been in a situation where righteousness does not show deliverance? That's what I'm asking you. It is at that point where you say, I will not, and the Holy Ghost never whispered number one A to you. Everything was dry. He left your head as unprepared as you entered. But you knew that there are laws that you did not keep. Because there is a season of preparation that you did not contribute your energy to. So now that you enter the hall without help, I've seen people enter the exam hall and they do like this. You are waiting. The energy you are supposed to use, you just wasted time. In that time, is preparation versus manifestation. Every man who has burnt the midnight candle, he says, study to show yourself. So that studying, there is a time you will prove yourself. Have you been in a situation where if you choose God, they will punish you? Somebody say, you see, do I quote this? Yes, yes. A lady cheated on one of my roommates on campus. When she cheated. She cheated.
I didn't want to say cheated again, so let's use one cheat and stretch it. So that you understand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about that cheating that is a mistake, that you say it was a moment of a lapse in judgment. This one is a gift. It's a calling. You are the only way you enjoy a relationship is when you are hiding something. Do you understand? I know you know answer. Now, may God help the cheats among us. She cheats. Then, those days in ABU, there is something they call Facebook. Meanwhile, it's not the Facebook you know. This one is those people who were indulging in one or two ungodly activities at different locations on campus. Once you are apprehended by the security, they snap your face like a passport photograph. When they snap your face, they paste it on the Senate building notice board and across faculty notice boards. When Facebook is released, there are different titles you will see under the people so that you know their crime. For some people, it's exam malpractice, so you see their pictures. Then you see someone looking like this. Those are the ones that they caught in the art of fornication. Like, the devil whispers to them, nobody will catch you and this. Just hide by this side. As you are hiding, a security will just come and hold two of you like this. Then they snap your sweating face. You know, you are sweating in that because you know that they caught you. It is easy to tell those whose crime is immorality. Because when you see the sweat, you know that. Came to pass that during one of her cheating escapades, the securities apprehended her. So before Facebook would be released, she quickly ran to the guy and said, I want to confess something. There has been a lot of pressure on my heart. The Bible says if you say the truth will set you free. Now, I told you this story because of this scripture that I wanted to read. When the scripture says, say the truth. No, the Bible did not say that. It says, you shall know the truth. But this lady came to my friend and said, the Bible said, say the truth and the truth will set you free. Meanwhile, it is because of the truth that many will suffer. The truth did not actually, saying it did not create an escape from the crime, from the issue. Sometimes it is because you said the truth, that's why you will die. So she called me and said she confessed to my friend, and instead of him to forgive, that she was the one that came by herself, that nobody pressured her, that she showed up by herself. That look at how my friend now behaved, but that the Bible said we should say the truth and the truth will set us free. So if I understood her, her own Bible said that if you steal, they are now asking who stole the thing, and you now say na me, they will say go with the thing you have stolen, because saying that truth have set you free. I was going to fault my friend and say, how can a person be so broken? How can a person come with repentance and your heart will be stony? What kind of, if Jesus treated you like, before the words leave my mouth, they release Facebook. Then we saw the girl's picture like this. And I said, okay, this is the reason why there is a quick need for repentance. Because what this person needed was a way out. Do you understand? While they were prospering in whatever they were doing, there was no thought of repentance. But until the going became rough, suddenly they knew that there will be a day of exposure. So let's quickly, by ourselves, say this thing. Let it look like we are the ones that are. There are many things that it will be because you stood for righteousness. That's why you will face resistance. There are many disadvantages in righteousness. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If any gospel other than this is presented to you to say that your life will be improved, that you will experience many advantages, of course there are many advantages to live in holiness, but because of that same holiness, you will be hated by many. because of that same holiness, you will be isolated from many meetings. People will be planning something. When they see you, they will keep quiet as though you are a contraband. You will lose friends. You will lose companies. You will lose many things because of Jesus. In fact, Jesus says, if they hate me, a servant cannot be greater than his master. He says, if they hate me, they will hate you too. How comes the world now loves you? How comes you are their friend? They say they love your kind of Christianity. They say you are a balanced person. That they love the way you are balanced. I want to show you the heart of man. I want to show you something that stands very, very tall as it regards rather the desires of man, especially at thought level. Very quickly, let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, from verse 11 to 32. It's going to be a long reading. I'll read it for us as quick as I can. Luke chapter 15. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Please, if you have NIV, let's go and read this thing in NIV. I just saw one King James grammar now. It says, the portion of the inheritance that falleth to me. Many people will not actually understand what that guy was saying. So let's seek a translation that makes it more contemporary so that we will be able to pick the details of that scripture. Listen, there is a hunger. There is a yearning. There is a space in the soul of man only God can fill. Nothing else. The only challenge is that you may not have the opportunity in your lifetime to assess every other thing that you have thought will fill it up. But any other thing that you are able to assess and you put in that space, it will swallow it up. You will still feel empty. The submission of Solomon, although blessed above all kings before him, if it was riches, if it was wealth, if it was about abundance, if it was about flamboyance, he stood in a class of his own. But his submission was that vanity upon vanity. He says it's vanity. He calls it chasing after the wind. It means you will never be able to apprehend it. A day came, he sat down in frustration and he says, to what end is amassing when another will come that does not know the source of your labor and has no link to your troubles, and he will waste these whole things as though he never knew the price another generation paid. This became the submission of a generation that used their life to pursue these things. And I'm trying to reiterate it because I have seen the same challenge upon a generation. I've seen young men down with high blood pressure because their constant meditation is that I'm behind time, I'm not progressing, look at where my mates are. So the constant meditation in their heart, it is a submission of failure. I'm failing. There are many voices that will continue to speak around you. Many of them, their reports concerning you is to minister these things, to reiterate to you that you are not measuring up. Meanwhile, I will show you some things in scripture tonight. Let's progress. 1, 2, go. Jesus continued. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate. No. Father, give me my share. Please say my share. Another rendition says, give me my own part of the inheritance. Give me my share of the estate. So the father divided his property between them. Amen. Amen. If you follow what I'm reading out to you and you keep your eye glued to the truth, the story began with a certain man had two sons.
The story began with a setting of two sons living in a particular estate with the father. The father in this parable, to save us time, is God. Amen. The two sons are the two species of believers, because both of them will be believers. We are not talking about sinners here. Sinners don't even, they are not part of this parable. When we talk about parable for sinners, you will see how they describe them. But these ones, they call them sons too. That among those who would be sons, there will be a nature that will attempt to differentiate them. And that's what we want to look upon now. That one said, give me my own part of the inheritance. Give me my share of the estate. Why was he asking for it? So, he divided his property between them. Next verse, quickly. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in what? Go to King James Version. Let me show you something. This same verse you just read. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with what? Remember where the journey started from? All of them were in the father's house together. One did not like the level of dependence. I want to buy sugar, I will ask my father. I want to buy my gear, I will ask my father. I want to bathe my hair, I will ask. I'm matured, please. Let me control the wealth that is my own entitlement, so that me, I can allocate it. I don't need to be coming, about daddy, you can see that I have grown up now. Should I be asking you for everything that I need? Give me my own share of the inheritance. Meanwhile, when he was asking, he didn't put that I want to leave house as part of the arrangement. It is the wealth that entered his hand that gave him a new consciousness that, why are you even staying here? I'm trying to show you how people were chased out of the presence of God. You don't have capacity by yourself without the influence, the supervisory influence of the Father over you. You don't have capacity to handle wealth outside God. That's what I'm trying to show you. Wealth outside the authority of God, it will make you wild. You know what took him out of the father's house? It was the property that entered his hand. The moment he entered, the Bible says he gathered his own and took a journey into a far country. This is somebody that has dwelt in the father's house all along. But the moment his own part entered his hand, he took him away from the house of the father. I've been praying. You've been spending a very intimate relationship with the Holy Ghost until that job now comes. Now there is a pile of resources in your bank account. Suddenly, there are people you cannot relate with again. You don't have time for too much church service, please. That there's need for balance in this thing. You have wandered into a far country. You know what the plan of the devil is? Satan wants you to have possession. God wants you to have access. Satan wants you to own it. God wants to own it, but you can take it anytime you need it. Satan wants you to claim it that it's your own. God wants you to say it. Hey. Because as we continue to progress in this parable, you will see what the reply of the father to the elder brother is. When the elder brother complained that I have been with you for many years and you have never given me one particular sheep any day to celebrate with my friends, the father said, but all that I have is thine. His plan is that it is in my custody, it is in my name, but it is your own. The moment anything begins to put you under pressure to say, my own, that is where
men are taking it. That's where mammon, that's where the full potential of his government is spread out on the soul of that man. My own. No matter how blessed you become, there is a consciousness that keeps you always with the Father. You cannot wander from the house of the Father because you know that all you have is His. The small certificate you are even able to get through Expo, you call it my certificate. You don't understand. Any result, any achievement, any progress, any victory, you can isolate God from. It has capacity of taking you away from the house of the Father into a strange land. Now, see what became of this young man. The Bible says he lived righteously. He spent it on vanity. Hey. The Bible says, and after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country. And he began to be in need. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Amen. So, that wealth that he had his confidence on now, that with this, I can sort my own life. I don't need all these daddy's boys something. For how long will I be? Meanwhile, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, he says, give us this day, our daily. The Father, I want you to be coming daily. The reason why God need to be in possession so that you have access is because if you know how the heart of man is, the moment he has no need for God again, he will wander into a far country. So the Father needs the fellowship. The fellowship that your dependency on him generates. But your carnal nature needs to be able to sit down and have the answer of tomorrow's challenge. This is why many people have high blood pressure. Who will take care of these children? You know that, the way things are going, I will retire in 2 years' time. And if I retire in 2 years' time, this boy will be in 200 level. How will I pay his school fees of 3? Hi! Man wants to have answers. He wants to sit down like this and say, by God's grace, in 20 years' time, when I'll be old and I'll not have strength again to do this, this is the thing I will depend on. You see, there are many projects. In fact, some of us are projects. Some of the parenting style that was responsible for our upbringing is project parenting style. You are somebody's hope. They gave birth to you with a warning. They say, you are the one that will help me later on. From beginning, they were telling you. So even when every day you were going to school, they say, study well. You know, I don't have any other hope. There are those of you, they already told you what you should do. They say, you will buy me a car. You will build. You will do this. So there is a heavy load on children. Then there are children that were born to train other children. I don't want to. So before you become old and matured enough to have access to your own decisions, you were born into responsibility. There were people that, you know, this is why you need to treat everybody with love, with love and care and concern. Not everybody has it like you. Some people began to fend for themselves from primary 2. They were on the street. They paid themselves. They sponsored themselves through school. Some people needed to become a father when they were still children. They began to take care of their younger ones. There are questions, probing the heart of man per time. And so, every time you come, when you sit around some people like this, after 5 minutes, what you hear is, the thought will pile, then they will deflate. Free yourself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Don't die before your time. See, sometimes go out, buy good food and eat. As you are eating, something is saying, but if you eat this food, how will the magic of... Look, be quiet. Just eat. Just for that day, for that time. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. See, you don't understand what I'm... Your life is fleeting. It's like a handful of breath. You will be planning that life and you will die planning it. Then all your plan that you did, a stranger will come and ravish it. You see that money you are saving that you cannot even treat yourself. I heard the story of a man. He was down with malaria, something as small as malaria. Malaria that can be treated from just chemist. He sent text messages to his brothers that he is sick. He refused to use his own money to treat himself. You will see him with a sack, this buhu, a sack in the morning with a very old shoe. You will see him like this. You put the sack under his armpit and be walking. You will be pitying him. Unknown to many, inside his ceiling, is more than 15 million naira as at 2012. I'm not talking now that our money has lost value. As at 2012, he had 15 million inside ceiling. He cannot remove 1,000 to buy anti-malaria drug. It was there. He will say, call uncle this person. Tell him I'm dying, you know. On his deathbed, he told one of his sons. The son is my friend. So if you think I'm telling you a Nigerian fame story, is it happening in Kaduna? He told the son that, when I die, open this ceiling. Guys, you cannot open it when I'm alive. But if you confirm that there's no breath from this nose again, open that ceiling. Don't tell anybody. It's a bondage. You will realize that many don't have authority over that thing called money. It was ruling them all along. Their whole life was spent trying to serve it. And even times where they deserve some rest at least, never. Have you seen people who cannot buy clothes for themselves? They believe that anything good that will enter their life must be gift. Gift. See, let me warn somebody very quickly. You need to factor eternal realities into everything you are doing. If not, the totality of your life will be about gain and pursuit of material resources. When he died, the boy called me later and said, the money they have counted so far is 15 million. So the man was just throwing money inside his ceiling for years. It looked like he owned 15 million, but 15 million owned him. Some days, get up, just get up by yourself quietly. You know, it was Dr. Falope that said dressing good improves your mood. Go out, sister, make your hair. Buy a good perfume and wear. Make your nails. Feel very confident. Then just be happy with yourself. It must not be a boy that will do it for you. Do it with your own money. Come out feeling like a queen. Carry yourself with honor and grace. If anybody, you know, the totality of the experienced life will continue to hit your soul with is to from one bad news to another, one depressive thought to another, one reminder you are failing to another, if you are the one that will create your own happiness. Your happiness is by your own making. You will not be happy by an external occurrence. Your happiness is you deciding that I will be happy. You can have a wardrobe full of clothes, yet you are a very sad person. You can have money piled in your bank account, yet you are a very depressed person. Happiness is a choice. And tonight, choose to be happy. Choose to be happy. Just choose to follow this thing one step at a time. I may not understand how everything will play out. I don't know how it will make sense. I just trust the one who has tomorrow in his hand. Who told you I had my life figured out? I followed God one day at a time. There were decisions we took as a ministry. I did not know how it would play out. I only followed Him blindly, one step at a time. If I reach where I don't know what next to do, I will pretend like I'm busy, so there's no time to talk about the matter. I don't know what next to do. One step at a time. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. This is somebody's deliverance. This is somebody's liberation. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Luke chapter 12, verse 15, very quickly. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Verse 15. And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Let me read it out for us again. He says, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20, the Bible says, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Amen. Amen. There is a ventilation in your soul. There is a ventilation in your soul that this particular charge will minister to you. One step at a time. I saw a quote that made sense to me, and I thought maybe I should share it with us. I think many of you must have seen it. I don't know how it was coined, but it sounded something like this, that Nami just the warrior. Nobody say God don't ever fail me before. Huh? He has not failed you. Sometimes the way you wanted the whole thing to play out, it didn't play out like that. But eventually, you came out well. He will not fail you. He will not fail you. You will be fine. You will be well. Everything that looks like an impossible task, how shall these things be? Brother, sometimes staying awake, thinking, going, pacing around, and then plunging your health into all kinds of challenges. The number of challenges and medical conditions people enter on account of this issue of worry, if you know it. There are diseases that are undiagnosable. People just carry, the doctors don't know what is wrong. It is people are worried. The night that is supposed to be for sleep, because of the number of pressure on some people, the night is a time for agony and pain, restlessness. They weep throughout the night. Wake up in the morning and just join other people. Many people are suicidal. Many people believe that once I even end this life, I will rest. What have piled so much pressure on them? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It says, fear God. Keep his commandment. This is the whole duty of man. Everything that is making you so restless, making you feel like you are a failure, keeping you under a lot of pressure, and now your BP is rising. It is unfortunate that all of these things are things you will leave behind. They are temporary. Everything, from that certificate, from that course, that you cannot rest because the lecturer say he will fail you. Now I remember when I used to be on campus, those years. When I write exam, it used to be like it is my destiny that is at stake. I didn't know that there was another world outside the university, that the university is not the totality of life. And even those who struggle, they try, as they came out, we said, this one is let my people go. I discovered something about life. There were people that we started with. We looked upon them as obvious failures because by the rating of the academic institution, they didn't have any chance for success. Many of them in our set, I'm using my own set alone, many of them were the first people to find their foot on the ground. while the gurus were still studying, trying to understand. The stones which the builders have rejected, they always become chief cornerstones. Don't let anything cut your life short. Don't attach yourself to anything. That's what I'm telling you. If God says, leave Kaduna now, is there anything that would ask you to tell God to give you 1 month to sort your house, put things in order? Don't get too attached to anything. Live free, like a pilgrim on earth. Be free. And God is going to bless you. But the blessing of God that is coming upon your life is His possession. You only have access to the possessions of God. Many rich people who continue to serve God in riches, this is what they found. They knew that it belongs to God. If you find any man that entered any level of wealth and he departed out of the ordinance of God, it's because it was for him his possession. Anybody that asks for his own part of the share, of the inheritance, it will always lead him away from the Father's house. And anybody that you see remaining, it is those people who have entered a relationship with God that have accepted that all the Father has is their own, but it is in the custody of the Father. That is the arrangement that kept the elder brother at home. Everything the Father has belongs to him. And everybody who is asking for their own, Lord, I know you are faithful, but I need to understand how I am going to make that understanding you are looking for, that answer. Because many people want God to satisfy their inquisitiveness. Lord, just give me a sign. Let me just know that this thing will be well. If you follow God, sometimes you take blind steps. He told Abraham, leave your father's house and leave your kindred. Where is he leading into? He says, into a land that I will show you. So you are already living, but you don't know where you are going to. Do you understand what I'm saying? He has not shown him. He did not give him the destination. He said, leave. Or God packed his things and began to leave. And God was speaking part by part. Okay, wait here. He will tarry for a while. It is the voice of God that was his security. The level of Yahoo people do now, the level of Ron's girls, slave queen arrangements, hi. The other day, I saw a sight that got me very worried. Please sit down, God bless you. I began to ask myself, are these the fathers and mothers of tomorrow? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? This is what Jesus was explaining in the parable of the seed sower when he said, the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches choked the word. It choked it. So it became of no effect in the life of those who have been plagued by the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. It choked the word of God and made it of none effect. God is my witness. God is my witness. I did not follow Jesus with any hope that something would turn out. In fact, when I wrote that song, I will waste upon your altar. I will waste following you. That was an anthem reflecting my heart condition in the season of my life. It was in that season it became obvious that this ministry thing that I'm doing was not bringing any monetary gain. I will travel for ministration, and when I'm through, the people will bring. How many of you know 7-Up? There's this plastic 7-Up that they sell. They will bring a plastic 7-Up that the sticker has peeled. So you don't know whether it's kerosene that is inside. Listen, they'll hold it like this, then they'll not put it in your hand and say, ha, we're blessed. God bless you. and I will hold 7 up. This is what the anointing on my life was rated with. You come back from a meeting with 7 up without sticker. Spirit began to echo in my heart. You are failing, you are failing, you are failing. The report was coming from people I respect the most. They said, the rate at which you are going like this, as you are going, you are wasting your life. And time is leaving you. Some of them called me and said, this is not how we thought you would end up. You used to have potential. You used to. Hey! You will stay on your bed like this and the thought, the devil will put it on repeat. You used to have potential. We didn't think you would end up like this. Somebody came to give me a gift. God is my witness. I lie not under heaven. Somebody came to give me a gift and he brought 2 old shoes. A used trouser that has had a tear here under. And he told me to reshape the trouser that I should fit it to my own size. And the shoe that once I give shoemaker that they will put it. When I opened it, I saw it. I remember that night I cried. What is going on? God was quiet. No, you are the one that will say, God now showed up and said, don't worry, my son, I will make you great. You shall be this. He was quiet. He didn't say ping. It was then that night was torment. It was not time for rest. Because during the daytime, you have opportunity to be talking with people and be busy and distract your heart. But at night, you must think. You must think because now you are alone. So your life will play in your eye and you will say, what are we doing with this life? What is going on? This one will call you and say, I just called you emoji. You know, there's a way they mock you. Emoji! I just called you to say a word. I just bought a car. Maybe you just say a word from there. And I said, may God continue to bless and increase, enlarge you, and may the resources that God has made available to you never run dry in the name of Jesus Christ. Person will now say amen. He will now say, can he pray for me? You know what that means? Without controversy, the less. I'm explaining somebody's season here. You will pity yourself. You will look like you have wasted because of Jesus. If God can vet your life and find out that you didn't follow him because of any reward, you will now have something called access. That's where you find out the cattle on 1,000 hills. They belong to him. You don't know how quick your life can change. You don't know how quick. A person has been doing a lot of business. Every day he's packaging. Every day he's packaging. Today you ask him, you say, where are you staying? He say, I shuttle between Kaduna and Abuja. The business deals that we're doing all the time. Nothing, just packaging. He did that for years. Nothing is working, but he needs, he's under pressure. The day came, God prevailed over him. He broke him. When he submitted to Jesus, it looked like there was foolishness in this arrangement. On a certain day, he was sitting down quietly, minding his business. A friend called him and said, where are you? He said, I'm in so-so place. They said, come. God dressed, walked up to the place. When he reached there, he saw 3 other people sitting down. He now made number 4. They said that there is a particular land deal in Abuja that they have been pursuing. So the people who were pursuing it for months were the ones sitting down here. But that on the document, they need 4 signatures. They need a 4th person as a witness. And your name just entered my heart. So he came to sign casually on account of, I was just called to sign. Maybe they will find me 5K or something. In the contract, the witness itself has 2% of the deal. It was a deal of 5 billion naira. So all the I shuttle between Kaduna and Abuja. You don't need all those lies. You don't need. If God open one door, your whole life will be settled on that one arrangement. Then you will know that it's not of he that run it. It is futile to wake up early and sleep late at night only to eat the bread of sorrow. You would know that unless the Lord watcheth over a house, the watchman is staying awake in vain. except the Lord buildeth,
the person who is laboring in vain. You can be sweating and know that you are not lazy, yet there's no dividends of help. It is God that breathes life.
Hi!
It is called the favor of God. One day you will sit down like this and you cannot tell how you went from yesterday's experience. Who would have told Joseph that that night is the last night in the dungeon? You who have stayed in the dungeon for donkey years, who would have told you that this night is your last night as a prisoner? You will not just leave the dungeon and become a free person. You will leave from prisoner to a prime minister. How can that thing happen? If God told you, would you believe it? So he refused to even waste his time telling you what he wants to do, because your heart has no capacity of believing it. Just follow one step at a time. One step at a time. I know the one leading me will not lead me astray. One step at a time. The relationship ended. You thought it would end in marriage, but now it is broken. Sister, one step at a time. Lord, I thought I had it figured out. I thought this is how this whole thing would have turned. One step at a time. You are trusting God for pregnancy and you have carried it every time it turns to miscarriage. This time, you are seeing blood again. Sister, calm down. One step at a time. Just follow him. Lord, you are the one that gave. I know you will not leave me like this. Hi. Sit down. Cease from your labor. That's what I'm telling you. And cast your trust in God. But by all means, continue to hold on to him. In the midst of the challenge, what I'm trying to tell you in essence is that find a way to be happy even in your process. Find a way to rejoice even in process. Process has been defined like a very sad, a very bitter, a very tedious experience that you must go through so that you may eventually laugh. Find a way to laugh inside process. That's why I told you, take yourself out sometimes. Do yourself good sometimes. Don't wait until everything has added up. There are times you are the one to treat yourself with honor. I remember calling somebody and I looked at the brother. He was looking so moody, so sad, so depressed, all alone. I said, let's do lunch one of these days. He said, okay, okay. So I said, pick a place, any place you like. He said, he called me by 3 p.m., I think. He said, I'm in front of, he now called one name. I will not call, okay, let me. He said, no, I'll not call the name. When I drove there and I saw the place that this is where this brother's dream is. Somebody told you, pick the place of your choice. This is your choice. What happened to your mind? Can God help you beyond this kind of mind? Is this your breakthrough? So your resistance is a blockade in your mind. This is the best you can come up with. Something said, go inside with him. So we went inside. I sat down. I told him to order what he wanted. When he ordered it, he took 2 spoons. I said, stop. We paid. Then I took him to somewhere. Because I knew he needed appetite in the place we are going to. When he entered, I saw his mood change. He became conscious that he didn't dress well. There is something struggle. There is something sorrow does to you. Sorrow makes you to become suspicious of good things. You will now be inside suffering anybody that just want to do well small around you. You say, be very careful. Be careful with anything. I've warned you about things like this. Some of you have made it difficult for God to bless you now. Even when God sends your blessing, you say, I rebuke you. I know it's Satan. I know. Because you have attributed negativity to anything that communicates rest.
When we entered that place, I saw the way he was looking at himself. You know what is going on? The blockade in his mind, the Holy Ghost is ripping it apart. He now saw that people dress well to come and eat. And we sat down. Somebody greeted him, sir. The person who opened the door to receive him said, "You are welcome, sir. How was your day?" With a smile. He felt so honored. When he wanted to sit down, somebody drew the chair out for him briefly. When he sat down, they brought a glass. How many of you have taken a cold glass of Chapman cocktail? They put this cucumber by the... So he now sipped it. He now took a sip and it... Listen. You deserve to be happy. God is my witness. I spent my whole youthful life growing up here in Kaduna. So Kaduna holds a lot of memory for me. I grew up in television here. There was no story outside television. Every evening, whenever I and my friend Pastor John, we grew up in television, normal. We will stay like this. He will say, "Let's enter Banner." As secondary school students, in the evening, when we dress up, we will trek, cross the road, enter on one side, cross it, enter into Banner, and begin to walk from street to street like this, like wanderers. There is a healthy feeling that we were receiving, just fellowshipping with that space. Knowing that although we came from television, meanwhile, you don't know television. It has changed. We were the ones that lived in television. In those years, Jesus. When we finish from our excursion, we will return back home and enter the mud house and be looking at that ceiling used to have box like this. You'll be counting it in the night. Though my beginning be small, my latter end shall be greatly increased. There is no growth if you don't have a standard to measure it to. So this is why it is your responsibility to expose your mind to what you want to become. You are the one to, and when you want to expose your mind, you will have to make sacrifice. There are places you go to, not because you have qualified to fellowship there, not because you have qualified to interact with that space. You only sacrifice to draw that reality into your mind. So that from now, you can know that there is something better out there. Free your mind. Brother, you will be fine. Please tell the person by your side, you will be fine. Tell them you will do well. Did they believe? Were they still angry after you told them that? You'll be fine. Step by step. Follow laws. Follow principles. Step by step. You'll be fine. Can we bow our heads wherever we are? Lord, I know you have never failed me. I'm sorry I'm always worried. I'm sorry I'm always anxious. Like a man you have never done anything for before. Lord, I know you have been faithful. I'm sorry I am so worried. I'm sorry my heart is so preoccupied with doubt, worries. Like you have never shown me that you are with me. Thank you. who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16 and 7. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4 and 5, it says, do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Seize. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle towards the heaven. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will wear or what you will drink, nor about your body. He says, is not life more than food, and is not your body more than clothing? Listen, 1 Timothy chapter 6, from verse 7 to 11. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out of it. And having food and clothing, with this we are content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee from these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. You'll be fine, sister. You'll be fine, brother. So live daily, live daily, live daily. Appreciate him for providing today. Appreciate him again. Appreciate him. Tomorrow, appreciate him. The day after tomorrow, appreciate him. He calls it daily bread because he wants you to be dependent. Man wants independence. Man wants to be separated so that he can say, me, I have control over this one. But God says, it is about daily bread. You come daily to gather manna. You don't gather for tomorrow. You come daily to assess manna. Today, I'm hoping somebody also will make that vow before God. Lord, even if you slay me, I will serve you. Even if it does not work out the way I envisioned, I will praise you. If you bless me or you don't bless me, you are God. The moment you reach that place, you are ready for access. Nothing can take you away now from the Father's house. Because as of now, there is nothing that you are using as your need for pursuing God. You look for God because you need him. you pray for 1 minute wherever you are? Lord, I have been so worried. I have been so worried, so restless about many decisions in my life. I know you are in charge of my destiny. I know my children will be safe. I know they will be fine. I know you will take care of us. I know you will never leave us or forsake us. I know I will never sleep outside. I know. I know we will never go without food. I know. I know you are faithful. Who are troubled. Looks like time is not on your side. He will restore the years that the canker worm has eaten, the palmer worm and the caterpillars, and you will be fine. There's this peace that I have in spite of all the worries that surrounds me, and this peace is in my heart, only comes alive every time I hear your voice. There's a joy deep down in my soul. In spite of all the struggles that surround me, and this joy is in my heart, only comes alive. Only comes alive every time I hear your voice. It will come alive
every time I hear your voice.
It will come alive
every time I hear your voice.
I would be still and know you are God. My soul be still, know He is God. I would be still and know you. You lead me and guide me. You lead me and guide me to my place of destiny. You lead me and guide me to the city of hope. You lead me and guide me to a place of destiny. Yabo, Yabo, Yabo,
Yabo,
Same passion, same vigor, same effort. A season will come. God, in His infinite mercy, will open up the heaven over you. He will put it in the heart of a lot of men. Many people will plant things and they'll bring you into it. The ministry that looked like a burden, like an arrangement of frustration, I kept at it. I will come and preach vigorously. I will preach with vigor, with power, with passion, return home to an empty house. Nobody knew anything about it. And my joy was to see kingdom advance. If I mount that pulpit then, I was most fulfilled in any other time of my life when I'm doing the master's business. Seasons began to open up. God began to create strategic destiny connections. Distant people that have never met you physically, they call you and say, God said that for your life, let me take care of this aspect. Some will call you and say, for this ministry, I will be supporting this. God is raising partners. Now, inside that story of that ministry, it looked like you were the one that was pushing it all along, sacrificing and following the pain. You are not the only member of the ministry. There were people God ordained that the moment the vision becomes clear and they read it, they will run with you. You will not see them at all seasons. It's not at every time you attract the favor. You will stay at it. Stay at it. Stay at it. Some people gave up a few months before their heaven opened. Stay at it. Then from distant lands, people will begin to seek and entreat your favor. Things you don't know how you can solve this kind of matter. It will be solved within the twinkle of an eye. Like this, it's done. And you will sit down with tears in your eye. How did God do it? You don't know. Do you know why? He doesn't want you to have possession. He wants you to have access. All that I have is thine. That's what he wants. Who has it? Him. He says, all that I have is thine. Many of you are in that your own season now. Some of you have just passed it. Some of you are about to enter it. Some of you, everything is working now, everything, and you are about to graduate into a new season. A season where you will now say, are you sure I'm not missing something in the spirit? You are not missing anything. You are being tested to be qualified for access. That access, if God did not train you, you become a vain man. I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I choose following you. In my holy day, I will. Maybe you too, you will find your song in this season. That's your reply to Satan. Anytime he remind you and say, are you sure? Are you sure this thing? In life or in death, I am you. the recurring word in that season was waste. They say you are wasting your life, you are wasting your time, you are wasting your talent. You are. I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all no one would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live following you. In my way, anybody here sick of any infirmity, having any pain in their body, having any kind of distress, just place your hand upon your body, any part of your body. Place your hand and let's pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute. Wherever you are. Pahasaka pas. Detetepekete pakata pakata pai. Shepekete pakata pakate katai. Shepetepekete pakuta kapai. Mamba papa 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 taka pakatai. Shekatepekete pekete barakatu. Epatu kusku prataka paratekeperos. Shekatepekete barakata puka pahatai. Protoko preteke pekete preteki bahatai. Men rosko grande libari hatakai. Jeteke de boroko tovea hatai. Bate kosko preteki a. Sabada ka preteke bele hitai. Man pepepepe preteke to. Eshapakata paradaga perete, zepete kata protoko perete, likata paradaga perete kebehataya. Listen, the Bible says he has made he who is without sin, sin for us, so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The scripture says on account of that sacrifice that by his stripes we were healed. Today we fellowship with his blood, which is a symbol of his death, and with his body, which is a symbol of our resurrection. And so tonight, when you come to partake of the communion, everything the blood of Jesus and his resurrection have secured, it will be illegal for it to remain in your body. The moment you partake of this communion, sicknesses were nailed to the cross. The moment you partake of the communion, causes all kinds of spiritual resistance or utterances working contrary to your favor, they are all nailed to the cross. And so you come out of this experience with every advantage that salvation has secured for you. None of you will leave this place sick. None of you will leave this place oppressed. None of you will leave this place disadvantaged. Every infirmity, every sickness, every disease is checked out by the communion in the name of Jesus. The fact that God did not spare him and he was wounded and bruised, there is nothing God will not take away from your life as an attestation that he did not keep his son. He did not show partiality. He did not look away from afflicting his son. And so now, when you come to take the communion, come with a consciousness. I am appropriating something that has been secured. Wherever you are, I need you to pray for 1 minute again. Don't get tired of what you are doing. Sign out of any unfavorable experience. Any ungodly narrative in your life, you are about to partake of the communion. As I take the communion, everything working contrary, everything working negatively against my rising, against my success, against my well-being, against my freedom, let seasons of new realities be activated. Let higher heights
Let higher operations in the spirit. Let higher levels of favor be opened up. Let new realities be activated. Brought something to my notice, we will address it as he deems fit. We challenge the spirit of manipulation. Manipulation. Everything that is creating a narrative in the realm of the spirit, creating effect with the word of men, so that you can look young, but they put the face of an old woman upon you. They put the face of an old person upon you. So your generation, even the seasons you are qualified for, cannot relate with you. Everything that spoils your name in people's dreams, that make you look suspicious, that people decide to help you, but they change their mind. Everything wired to make sure no God received you. Every manipulation from the pit of hell, they are judged by fire now. In the name of Jesus. The veil will tear from people's faces now. The veil will tear. It will tear. The veil will fall now. In the name of Jesus. You are liberated. You are free. You are delivered. In the name of Jesus. The incense of shame is like a perfume, an aura. It creates dishonor. It has continued to frustrate all your efforts. Now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, such wickedness is blotted out. Such wickedness is blotted out. Such wickedness is blotted out. I attack the spirit of delay. Everything keeping you stagnant. Everything keeping you stagnant. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are pushed forward. You are pushed forward. You are pushed forward.
I receive. I manifest your power and your wisdom. See your nation. See Jesus.
Organ-related conditions. Failure of the kidney, failure of the liver, failure of whatever organ, heart issues. Every organ-related condition. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command your body and every organ in it be made whole now in Jesus' name. I speak from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Your body, your health, your well-being is perfected now in the name of Jesus. I challenge pains, aches, bone conditions and fractures. I speak to eye defects. I speak to ear defects. Blood-related diseases. I command hepatitis, HIV, every disease lodging in your body. It is illegal to operate here because you have been bought and purchased with a price. And so I command every disease finding expression in your body, out now in the name of Jesus. As many as have engaged this communion, everything the blood of Jesus has paid for, and everything his resurrection has supported, every result his resurrection has provided, everything we have secured in resurrection, may you not suffer for it in yourself alone. From today, it is nailed to the cross. When you leave this hall, you become a benefactor of the bounties of salvation. Everything salvation has secured and you cannot see in your life, enter it now in the name of Jesus. It is in salvation we can say by his stripes we were healed. And so right now, I demand that healing over your life now. I demand that healing over your life now. I demand that healing over your life now. It is because of his sacrifice we can say there is therefore now no condemnation against them who are in Christ Jesus. Every tongue, every condemnation, every accusation, everything working contrary to your progress, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we silence those voices in the name of Jesus. Everybody here who have gone void of favor for long, now receive the favor of the Lord. Now receive the favor of the Lord. It saturates your total being. Your eye communicates favor. Your face is favor. Your clothes is favor. Everything connected to you is favor. The favor of the Lord saturates you now. Like Isaac said unto Jacob, the scent of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord God has blessed. May the aura of blessings and honor and favor rest upon you now in the name of Jesus. The closed doors are over. Disappointments are over. Now I speak as the Lord has given us utterance over every door you have been knocking on, every door of change of levels, door of new seasons, doors of expectations, everything that has tarried for too long, now by the power of the Holy Ghost, paka teka elekete pakataya shakata pakato eteka ika taratoko perai lekete perakaye elua topera. Let doors be opened in the name of Jesus. Welcome to a new season. Welcome to a new season. Welcome to a new season. I hear a shout in the spirit. The sound that I hear is the sound of those that make merry. You are good and your mercy is forever. Grace for restoration in the house. Listen. See, this is not a joke. The things we just created in the world of spirit, it has bettered a new sound, and it is the sound of those that make merry. So now there is rejoicing in the heavens. There is rejoicing. The siege is broken. The shame is over. Now you can enter. I see a grace for restoration in the house. Lost giftings, lost dimensions, lost capacities, lost opportunities, lost favor, lost friendship, lost connections. Everything stolen, everything lost by the power of the Holy Ghost. It is restored in the name of Jesus. There are people that would actually begin to realize that instead of aging, they are becoming younger. I'm not talking to everybody. Calm down. Look at me. It is too high for some people. This is a normal operation in the spirit. Something will envelop you now. It will alter your genetic conditions. Instead of aging, you will start growing younger again. You will see these things come upon. The Bible says that their shoes had capacity to grow with them. It says none of their clothes. It says, from the womb of the morning, thou have the dew of thy youth. The dew of your youth is from the womb of the morning. The womb of the morning. So the dew of your youth, it is something that will saturate some people now. It will come. And so Holy Ghost, everybody here who have been paid, everybody that time has been stolen away from, everybody who has felt bad about wrong decisions of yesterday, Lord, console them with restoration. Console them with restoration in the name of Jesus. I stretch my hands over that brother and over that sister, desperate for a touch tonight, asking the Holy Ghost, please attend to my case. Let this meeting not end until you have solved my dilemma. Wherever you are, the fire of the Holy Ghost jealously come over you now, and from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, every challenge, things you can speak about and things you cannot tell any man, it is addressed now in the name of Jesus. You are liberated. You are endued with power. You are shifted into higher heights. You are pushed by the anointing. The anointing for speed comes upon you now. You enter into unusual speed. Unusual speed. Unusual speed. It comes upon you now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, because you have provided for us. Thank you because you have never left us without a proof. Thank you for diverse healings. Thank you for higher heights. Thank you for open doors. Thank you for open heavens. Thank you for restoration of lost mantles. Sights are restored. A heart that is quick of understanding is restored. This one, I saw it in the spirit. A heart quick of understanding has been restored. Now, that spirit capacity that you used to have, that you can pair things in the spirit so quickly, you can put truth together. The Bible connects itself to you in those days. Those capacities are measured into you again. Somebody here walked in disobedience. Listen, I don't want you to miss it. Somebody here walked in disobedience and delay, dragged their feet, walked outrightly against God's command. And God shifted the mandate from his head, and it was given to another. And there is a sense of knowing that you're secure about this matter, that grace has shifted from your head, that heaven no longer puts that emphasis on your life again. As a church, we want to intercede for that person. You delayed so much. You delayed. They tried to wake you up. They tried to call your attention, but you walked against the council for years. So they took your bishopric and gave it to another. We want, as an ecclesia tonight, to intercede for that one person. Wherever you are, bow your head. Your prayer is, show mercy. 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 Please help them. Help them. Be very alert. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Insist. Insist on them, Holy Ghost. Insist. 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 Don't give up on me. Don't give up. Don't give up. Show mercy. There's a ministry I see in the spirit. It was taken from a sister's head. It was lifted. It left. It left sometime around February this year. It left, and you knew it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the mercy of God prevail. You fill my heart
with so much peace and joy. You're amazing.
Yes.
You make my life feel brand new.
Satan has been trying to pitch you against God, pitch you against God, so that God will destroy you. That's what his labor is. Today you found mercy with God. Today mercy found you. See, mercy, it will be like a person. Mercy will be like a person. It will hug some people now. You have found the mercy of God. So everything that was done to make sure you don't manifest in your full potential, even the iniquity that was used to keep your soul under detention, so that you don't burn in your true vigor, mercy will secure a route in mercy for you. Jesus, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Find your people, find your people. Find your people. Find your people. By your mercy, find them. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. Please, wherever you are. Everybody, please, wherever you are. Pray this prayer secretly from your heart. Say, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Please pray, pray. I know why. Just pray. Show me mercy. 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 I believe in God, and so consequently, I believe in miracles. I believe you can walk out of this hall as a different person than you walked in. I know that your life will never remain the same. I know that. I'm sorry we've taken so much time. I want to give you one more minute to leave anything undesirable about your life. Leave it behind now. Drop it. Drop it with your utterance. I lay down every depressive thought. I lay down everything that makes me sad and sorrowful. I lay down every accusation. I lay it down. I lay down this fear. This fear. This fear. I don't know what you are afraid of, but lay it down. I choose to believe you. I may not know how it will happen, but I believe. Blessed are those who have not seen, but they believe. Who told you you will fail? Who told you? Who told you time is not high? Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Please package your offerings quickly. Our time is fast spent. Package your offerings. Package your tithes. Package your donations for Solemn Assembly. Just package it all. Jesus, we lift up your name. Hey, Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. You are cleansed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. No sickness, no disease, no demonic atmosphere or presence can lodge in your vessel anymore. You are consecrated unto good works. You have been separated. Father, we thank you for all of your bountiful blessedness and goodness towards us. For your benevolence, we have returned to say thank you. We have brought a token, and so we pray that it is precious in your sight. Give us wisdom to administer its use for kingdom purposes, and we pray that you continue to strengthen, enlarge, and increase our storehouses, even as we make your kingdom our priority. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You can cast your seeds. Offerings and your tithes.
Everything else can wait. Give me your all. I open now, take.